the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio Show helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic, the infamous Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. On the telephone, 877-711-5211. The email, udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs at gmail.com. In this hour, at 20 after the hour, Dr. Gary Ginsberg, toxicologist, will talk about the Thanksgiving turkey, what to look for to not have it give you problems, why workers should watch out for something called, I hope I pronounce it correctly, N-propyl bromide. Dr. Mike?
Very good, Joe. That's perfect pronunciation.
N-propyl bromide. And there's a study that shows you can get skin cancer from drinking water?
Well, it's obviously a specific kind of water.
I didn't see it on here. It says drinking water.
You're going to have to listen to Gary.
I always do. 20 after the hour. How about Dr. Arthur Perry and you and Dr. Arthur Perry? Straight talk from the docs at 35 minutes after the hour.
Well, he says he's retiring after today, so he wanted to go out with a bang, and he's going to tell us the best cosmetic procedures for the dollars spent, the most important for the money spent.
Okay. Anything else, or that's pretty much
He said that's going to take the whole time.
Wow, okay.
So we'll go out, and we, of course, have the tip of the week. The tip of the week relates to a question one of our listeners, Allison, wrote from, believe it or not, Sanibel, Florida. I didn't know we were received down there, but obviously she's listening on RadioMD.com. And she writes, there's no breast cancer in my family, but I'm petrified of getting it. And in the last year, two of my friends have been diagnosed with it. I'm not a big drinker, but I enjoy a glass of wine with dinner. Is it making me more likely to get breast cancer? And Annabelle will answer that at about 4 minutes of, or 5 minutes before the end of this hour.
Hey, you know where she may be listening? iHeartRadio Talk.
How do you get iHeartRadio Talk, Joe?
Go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. That's one way to do it. You can go on the computer, the web, click Talk on the main menu, then search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And listen that way. So that could be a way she's listening. So there's no, if you don't have a radio, you don't have, you're not one of our many affiliates all across the country. We're heard all over the world with iHeartRadio Talk. Why are our intestinal bacteria, Dr. Mike, so important? And what else can we do to prevent arthritis?
Well, it turns out that in rheumatoid arthritis, an important new study that a specific kind of bacteria was found at the onset of rheumatoid arthritis in about 86% of people with rheumatoid arthritis when they looked at it. And it's only about in 25 to 30% of the rest of the population. And they've looked at this in several populations now with the onset of rheumatoid arthritis. And they don't know what the cause is yet, but you know what we found is certain bacteria take certain of our foods, turn them into protein, you know, they metabolize the food just like you or I do, into specific proteins, and those proteins are absorbed and then apparently cause an allergic reaction essentially in your body where your immune system attacks those proteins and there's cross-reactivity with your joints which may stimulate rheumatoid arthritis or cross-reactivity with your own collagen. So apparently the bacteria inside us are much more important than we ever thought in causing all kinds of things from depression and anxiety to weight gain and, as you know, to heart disease from the carnitine. If you have meat with carnitine in it, that carnitine gets metabolized by some of your bacteria to trimethylamine, goes to your liver, turns into trimethylamine oxide, and is a more greater cause of heart disease and stroke in the two large studies that were done than as high blood pressure or cholesterol. So apparently the bacteria in your gut are very important at creating disease, and that includes rheumatoid arthritis in this latest study.
What has, here's another story. What has kept about 100,000 nurses and 60,000 other health professionals 4 years younger. What is the secret element here?
It's an ounce of nuts a day, and it doesn't matter what kind of nuts. The greater the intake of nuts, the less heart disease, the less cancer, and the less respiratory disease. So affected all three major components. No one knows what it is in the nuts, because it was any nuts, whether it was pistachios or almonds or even peanuts, which is really a legume. That is, an ounce of nuts a day decreased the risk for both men and women. Men in the health professionals study, 60,000 of them, 100,000 women in the nurses' health study. And I'm saying those genders because they're very few in the time these studies started in the early 80s. These were gender-specific occupations almost. And what happened, and they aren't now, obviously, but this is relatively huge data. Now, we've known that walnuts can decrease prostate cancer, breast cancer, and a whole bunch of other things, including heart disease. But this is the first study that looked at all kinds of nuts. And the first, this is just huge, 3 million people years. So huge numbers of data and consistent findings in each group, in each subgroup. And they had enough data to co-vary against exercise, blood pressure, et cetera, virtually all the known risk factors. So this is really huge data. And as Bridget will tell you, I've had my ounce of nuts during the show with, I had a little ounce of California walnuts that I just consumed.
That is true. I was nervous that when he was opening the package, because you could kind of hear it on his microphone.
That's what makes Mike so lovable. He's able to identify with the audience and practice what he preaches with the information. I love walnuts, but have you priced walnuts lately?
I haven't priced walnuts, but I've eaten them.
Pretty pricey. Pretty expensive.
This is actually the first year of the increase in walnut harvest. I went on the California walnut website, and there's a doubling of the walnut crop from 2010 to 2018. And this year is the first year of a sizable increase. But apparently it takes 7 years to have a walnut tree to start to produce walnuts. And so they started planting them in 2000 and apparently 5 or 6, the increased crop, because they were selling so many. And obviously as they sell more, as they harvest more, the price will come back down.
Well, you don't have to eat that many, right? Would you say a couple, two, three, four?
It's 12 halves a day.
Yeah, okay. Because my wife said, she bought a bag today. She said, you know how much walnuts cost now? She said, $7. I said, whoa!
$7.
Bag? I don't know. I should have asked before I came, but
yeah, if it's a gallon bag, it's not that expensive.
No, but it's not a gallon bag. I just wish the healthy food was a little less expensive, Dr. Mike. You know what I mean?
Well, you know where you can get a apple walnut salad, don't you? Very inexpensively.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
No, I didn't.
That's McDonald's. McDonald's has an apple walnut salad.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And they buy. McDonald's buys more apples and more walnuts than any other firm in the world.
I wonder how many people are buying it.
I don't know, but obviously enough if they're buying all those apples. Yeah. They aren't throwing them out.
I wonder what dressing goes into that.
Yeah, sure. Give me a quick thing. Minute to go here before the break, and Dr. Gary Ginsberg, should we take a statin and with what?
The data would say that anyone with a risk factor of cardiovascular disease, that's heart disease and stroke, over 7.5%, should consider a statin. That's about a tripling of the number of people who've gotten it just from their cholesterol levels. So you need to talk to your doc. I don't think the data changes, but the statins are useful at fighting inflammation. They have a more effect than just decreasing cholesterol. They do have some side effects, but they have more effect than just fighting cholesterol, and they apparently decrease memory loss as well as you get older. So maybe every other day or every third day, statins are a right thing for many more people.
What's toxic? What's not? Dr. Gary Ginsberg coming up. View the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Mm-hmm. Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.